Verse 1.
第一节.
Now these are the nations which the Lord left to test Israel by them. That is all who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan.
第一节, 耶和华留下这几族, 为要试验, 那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人。
Only in order that the generations of sons of Israel might be taught war, those who had not experienced it formerly.
好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
We know that the first generation passed away. Even the second generation, they were younger than 20 years old. They grew up and they fought the war while they entered into the land of Canaan, the promised land.
我们知道第一代倒闭旷野以后，第二代都是20岁以下的，他们就长大了，然后他们需要他们来进入迦南地。
So they fought the war with Joshua, and then they settled in the land. Now this, what judges are, the group of people, the Israelites, that judges talk about, they are the children of that second generation.
这个，四世纪就讲到第二代的人，他们。 在耶稣和耶稣雅带领他们一起征战来进入迦南，第二代了。So
they are children of those who fought with Joshua.
哦，他们是第二代，那些是那第二代，他们的父母是原来是和耶稣雅一起征战的。So
this our generation, they never fought the war.
这一代人，他们从来没有打过征战。
They never seen the acts of God.
他们没有看见神的作为。
That God miracles got performed to help them to dispel, to expel these Canaanites.
但是神仍然与他们同在，他们可以来驱逐这些迦南族。
So here is generation. So we also know that from history, that this second generation who fought the war with Joshua and who received the inheritance, and they could not defeat the Canaanites who left in the land.
这些人呢，他们的父母是和耶稣雅一起征战的，他们只是他们的后代，他现在呢，但是他们也需要学习来征战。
So due to their weakness, that they could not defeat the enemies in the land.
因为他们是这样的软弱，他们没有经验，所以他们没有这个力量来击败迦南人。So
when their children were born and raised up,
当他们的孩子出生以后，长大以后,
so now God's Now speaking to that generation,
现在神就对这个第二代讲话了。
So that this generation never fought the war.
这一代人从来没有打过仗。
So even though the enemies live in the land due to the weakness of their parents,
虽然这些第二代他们在地上是因为他们父母的软弱。
So God has another purpose for them. God wanted just to leave these enemies in the land so that their generation, the generation to come, they learn how to fight the war.
所以神有一个计划，就是把一些敌人留在这地上，让第二代人可以学习如何征战。
So let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。Father,
we thank you for gathering us together so that we can meet unto the name of the Lord Jesus.
啊，感谢赞美你，让我们今天可以聚集在这里，奉我们主耶稣的名。
Father, we just pray that with your holy word, you'll open the eyes of our heart.
哦，神啊，借着你的圣言，求你来打开我们心里的眼睛。
Okay, so that we can see Christ and we can see your eternal purpose in Christ Jesus.
所以我们可以，让我们可以看见基督，看见我们在基督里，你永远的旨意。
Father, we ask you to grant us faith so that we can be benefited as we listen to your word.
哇，求你赐给我们恩惠，让我们可以 在你的话语中得利益，得益处。
In Christ Jesus, holy precious name, we pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贝圣洁的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So when I sent the Google Doc share with you, so I think you didn't receive it. Google、
yeah.
Doc, alright, so.
That's okay.
Modern technology, alright. Cannot totally rely on that. let's have a, so today's subject, the title we'd like to share, to still share from Deuteronomy.
我们今天还是要来读、分享生命记。
So Deuteronomy, when we share, is Deuteronomy is specially,is the word of God spoken to the second generation.
生命记是讲到神对第二代所说的话。
So it's quite very relevant to us.
对我们非常有关系。
So in the Septuagint, a Greek translation of this Hebrew Bible,
在那个希腊文的翻译讲到第二代的时候，他是
They give a title called a second time.
他叫他叫第二个时间，第二个时代。
So words spoken by God to the first generation, now God speaks again.
神曾经对第一代讲话，现在神对第二代再次讲话。
So first generation, second generation, these terms are relevant. It's a relative.
嗯。第一代和第二代这是非常有关系的。
So, these who were led to the wilderness, they are considered, as first generation.
那些在旷野里的，一生在旷野里的那些是第一代。
And those who were born in the wilderness, they are considered as second generation.
在旷野里出生的，认为是他们是第二代。
And in the Judges, we can see that For the people, they are born after Joshua, the death. They are considered second generation to this second generation who were born, in the wilderness.
在刚刚我们说的四世纪里面讲到的，那个是指在第二代以后的再一代。
So this relative terms.
这是几个不同的术语。
For New Testament, of course, apostles, they are all people who live with the apostles, they are considered as first generation.
在新约里面也讲到，就是和这些使徒或同一个时代的，他们被认为是第一代。
All the generation after that, we can call it the second generation, including us today.
之后都被称为第二代，包括我们现在。
But,Our children, they are the second generation in relative to us.
但是我们的孩子，相对于我们来说，他们是第二代。
Because we are saved when we are still unbelievers.
因为我们当初被得救的时候还是不信的，在这之前是不信主的。
But our children, most of our children, they grew up in a Christian family.
但是我们的孩子大多数都生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
Their experience are quite different from ours.
他们的经历和我们的经历完全不一样。
So the Deuteronomy, God used Deuteronomy to speak both to us as parents, but especially our younger generation who are born in Christian families.
对生命记是对我们在讲话，同时也在对我们的子女讲话。
So we went through this Deuteronomy chapter 1 and 2.
我们已经分享了生命记的第一、第二章。
In the beginning of a few verses in the chapter 2.
在第二章前开头几节。
So we mentioned that God, when Moses summarized the experience in the wilderness, he first mentioned the vision.
当摩西在总结在旷野里的经历的时候，他第一个提到的就是异象。
The promised land.
那个应许之地。
And second, he mentioned the leadership.
第二个他就提到了领袖。
The requirements, qualification for the leadership.
领袖的要求，对领袖的要求条件是什么？
And thirdly, we said that he mentioned the foretaste of the promised land.
第三个他就提到了预尝应许之地。
By sending the 12 men from 12 tribes to spy the land.
他就差遣了十二每个人十二支派的每挑选了一个人就差遣到看窥探那个应许之地。
So they brought back this, the produce from their land, especially the cluster of the grapes.
他就从那个应许之地带了他的那个土产。特别是讲到 一大串的葡萄。
So that they have this foretaste of the land is so rich, flowing with the milk and honey.
所以他们隐藏的这个应许之地，这样的丰盛是牛奶与蜜之地。
So God will lead us in the same way.
神也要用同样的方式来带领我们。
That's why this burden in my heart to share this message with you.
这就是我心里的负担，要和你来分享这一点。
And today we'd like to share another aspect.
今天我们来分享另外的一点。
That is, the fourth part is warfare.
第四点就是征战。
So chapter 2 and chapter 3, he mentioned the warfare with the two kings.
在第二章和三章讲到与两个不同的王的征战。
And this is a God who purposely that allowed children of God to engage in the warfare.
这是神有意让第二代的儿女来参加进入这个属灵的征战。
And God wants us today as well as children of God.
今天神也同样对我们这是神的儿女们来说
to engage in spiritual warfare
要来进入投入这个属灵的征战。
Actually, when we were born spiritually, we were born in the war zone.
当我们重生得救的时候啊，我们就出生在一个战争的区域。
It's like a baby is now born in Ukraine. They are born in the war, in the middle of war.
就像现在在乌克兰出生的孩子，他们就是出生在战争之中。
We are born, and our children, we are all born in war, spiritual warfare.
我们和我们的孩子都是出生在一个属灵征战的环境中。
So, because Bible tells us in the 1 John, it says, whole world is under the control and sway of the devil.
就像约翰一书里面讲到，整个世界都握在那恶者的手中。
So, God wants us to raise us up to learn the warfare.
所以神要把我们抚养长大在这个战争的过程中。
We all know the end of Ephesians, Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God.
就像以弗所书最后里面讲到，保罗说你要穿上全副的军装。
That's because ready for warfare.
这是为了预备属灵的征战。
Whether in defense or in offense.
不管是防卫还是进攻。
God wants to raise a consciousness that we're in the war.
神要让我们有这个意识，我们是在一个征战中。
So we're in the midst of pandemic.
我们现在在疫情期间。
If you lose sight of war, then you're gravitated to a flesh.
如果你
you do not know it is war.
如果你不认为这是还不知道这是在这一个战争中的话，你可能会很下沉。
During this pandemic, God allowed this to happen, so we become sensitive to what's happened around us and in us and to us during the pandemic.
我们现在在这个神让疫情发生，就允许我们在这个过程中，我们可以。意识到这个属灵的真在里面和外面的。
It had a great impact.
它对我们有非常大的影响。
In our commitment.
在我们这个托付对我们的托付中。
In our psychology.
在我们的心理。
And in our attention span.
让我们注意力的个范围大小。
So we lose contact with other human beings. Everything conducted with the Zooms and in the virtual world.
因为我们失去了联系，每个人都好像整天就是在虚拟的环境中，在 Zoom 这个线上。
So I've been teaching, so I can see very clearly the one cohort that while we're in person, butIn the middle of that class, we have to change to the virtual Zoom class.
我有一个经历，我曾经教到一堂课，开始是是面对面的，然后就转变成这个虚拟的。
So ever since, we see great impact in the psychology of the students.
我可以看到这些学生的心理有很大的影响。
They are not as enthusiastic about learning.
他们不再这么热情的来学习。
They invest a lot of money in the class, but even though they try, you can see that they're compared to in-person teaching, they're just not at that level.
他们其实已经投资了很多的钱在这个学习上，但是可以看得出来他们并没有达到他们所要期望的那个水平。
And some of them have mental breakdown.
有的人那个精神上受到崩溃了。
So it all happened to us.
这都发生在我们中间。
And we can see that yesterday we have a young brother share in our meeting that how that pandemic impacted them.
昨天晚上有一个我们中间有个弟兄就分享了这个疫情对他的影响。
Look at these high school students in our midst.
看看我们中间的高中生。
We don't see them on Friday night. We don't see them on Sunday.
我们星期五晚上也看不到他们，星期天早上也看不到他们。
I've been serving our youth for 20 years.
我服侍青年组已经有二十年了。
Never seen a generation like this.
从来没有看到像这样的一代人。
All our youth at this time, they love to be in the meeting. They love to come to Friday and Sunday and any other meetings. They love to.
一般来说，他们都是非常的喜爱在这个聚会中，在周五周天，他喜欢聚集。
But this generation, this high school students, except a few of them, we just don't see them.
现在的高中生呢，除了有几个以外，我们基本上看不到他们的。
This is how pandemic impacted us.
这就是疫情如何的影响了我们。
So we need to be sensitive.
我们需要对这个有警惕，有警醒。
This is in the war, spiritual warfare.
我们是在一个属灵的征战中。
Based on the survey, that one third of Christians just disappeared, not even in the Zoom call meetings.
调查中显示大概有三分之一的基督徒就在那个线上的聚会中已经消失了。
So you have a children, then parents, you not only need to discipline yourself to wage a war for yourself, but also for your family, for your children.
所以父母们不单要在这个属灵征进入属灵征战，也要这样的抚养自己的孩子，让他们也可以进入这个属灵的征战。
That's why that we like to share this. I think it's very important today. It's a warfare. So that's why Moses bring up the warfare.
这对我们目前是非常有关联的。这就是摩西为什么在这里提到战争。
And also you can see that, you know, recently what happened was that this Supreme Court draft on abortion was leaked.
哦，好像现在对那个就是大法庭上讨论的对这个流产这些的那个消息发透露了。
Now we know that current generation, for the abortion is already settled. Most people agree that's not an issue anymore.
现在这个关于流产这件事情。一般人堕胎这件事情其实原来已经都确定好的。
Nobody basically argue about this new generation about abortion.
但是这个新一代的怎么还不知道这个堕胎。
But did you know it was in a heated battle, 30 years ago, 40 years, ever since that Roe versus Wade became a law in the land.
30 年之前
abortion became legal.
就是这个堕胎成了合法的了。
And there was a battle. There have been battle all the way up to today.
这一直都是一个征战，直到今日。
But they're in the background.
但是他们是在一个背景中。
And now become forefront.
他原来在背后，现在就在前面了。
And I've been thinking about this.
我也在想思想这件事情。
And this Judges chapter 3 verse 1 and 2 came to my mind. Judges
四世纪第四章。
Chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
三章四世纪三章一节。
Only that this generation will learn the warfare.
只有让这个新的一代来学习战争。
That's why that we need to really know that what is spiritual warfare.
所以我们需要来知道什么是属灵的征战。
All crisis, all these cultural wars, there are always two sides.
所有的危机冲突一般都是有两方面的。
But I'm telling you this, for if you are a true child of God, then you know that there are actually three sides.
但是如果你真是神的真正的儿女的话，你会知道有三方面的。
We are concerned about the third side, that is God's side.
我们被认为是在那个第三面是在神的那一边。
So if we have time, we can go back to this. But just for now is to understand what Judges that chapter 3, the verse 1 and 2 says.
我们可能回头还要来讲这一点。现在呢，我们就关注，就是注意力集中在四世纪三章一节。
So in the verse, especially verse 2, only in order that the generations of sons of Israel might be taught war, those who had not experienced it formerly.
第二节，好叫。
Judges chapter 3 verse 2.
四世纪三章二节，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
So brothers and sisters, we all need to be aware we are in the spiritual warfare.
弟兄姐妹们，所以我们都要知道警醒，我们在这个属灵的征战中。
Just as babies born in Ukraine today, we are born in the war, in the war zone.
就像乌克兰现在出生的孩子，他们在战争中，我们也和他们一样。
So, how to equip us to be ready for warfare?
如何来装备我们，可以来打这场征战呢？
It's at the two levels, the personal level and the corporate level. That's the church level.
有两个方面，一个是个人方面，还有一个是团体方面。
Now first let's look at the personal level.
让我们先来看个人方面。
I think the most important for us as individual, as child of God, children of God, the first of all, very importantis about love for God.
像我们作为神的儿女，第一，对我们个人来说，最重要的，第一重要的就是对神的爱，是神的爱。
Let's turn to Jude, this the book, very small book, right before Revelation. If you don't flip carefully, you're going to miss that.
我们来看一下犹大书，就是在启示录的前一章，就是很短的，很可能会容易漏过去。
So Jude chapter 1 verse 3.
犹大书一章三节。
It said, Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you, appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith.Which was once for all handed down to the saints.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们。论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
Contend earnestly.
竭力的争辩。
This is a language in the battle.
这就是在战争中所用的语言。
Now let's turn to the verse 20.
让我们再来看二十节。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
犹大书二十二十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
So here, I really like these verses. These verses, we need to commit to our memory. This is so great, the verses to encourage us during this warfare. It says,Basically, it tells us to build ourselves up. And especially the key verse, right, the main sentence is actually in 21, says, keep yourself in the love of God.
我非常的喜爱这两节圣经，我想我们最好把它记住，在这个属灵的征战中对我们很有好处。特别重要，我特别注意到的就是21节。他要说保守自己藏在神的爱中。
We know that God's love is unconditional.
我们知道神的爱是没有条件的。
And God demonstrated his love to us through Lord Jesus by hanging him on the cross.
神借着将主耶稣挂在十字架上显明他对我们的爱。
So no one doubts this great love of God.
没有人会怀疑神这样的大爱。
So what does that mean by keep yourselves in the love of God?
那保守自己藏在神的爱中是到底什么意思呢？
So here's that by God's grace, we need to take initiative.
我们就是借着神的恩典，我们需要来主动在这件事情上。
It is Actually, it means our love to God, our love for God.
就是我们对神的爱。
So God loves us, and we need to love God.
神爱我们，我们也需要爱神。
The difference is not that God loves you more or God loves me less. The difference make in our spiritual walk is how much we love God.
问题不在于神爱你多一点还爱我少一点，关键在于我们对神的爱有多少。
And I think a Friday night, when my daughter drove home, and she mentioned, she said, oh, this way past the road back to home from church is very long and boring. I think somehow, something like that. Because it was dark, it was foggy, and she was driving, she was a driver.
哦，星期五晚上我的女儿从教会开回去的路上呢，就有一点说，讲到这个开回去的路上是又长又无聊，因为那时候天又黑，还有雾气。
And then I mentioned to her, I said, you have to be motivated by the love of God.
我就对她说，你必须要被神的爱激励。感动。
For some could be this way home back from the church or to the church is long and lonely and boring, but we need to be motivated by the love of God.
这个从教会开回去的路上确实是又长又孤单又黑暗，但是呢，我们必须要被神的爱激励，就不觉得这样了。
I mentioned that my wife's raising the three children never complained.
我就告诉他们，我的儿子我的妻子抚养的三个孩子从来没有抱怨过。
Even though it's very difficult, especially my first daughter, very difficult because she was prematurely born.
甚至是我的第一个孩子，他当初是早产儿，非常的难带，但是呢，我妻子也没有抱怨。
So, no matter how hard it is to serve the Lord, to love the Lord, the love of God is what motivates us.
所以说我们来服侍主，是因为神的爱激励了我们，让我们没有怨言。
So we're not sharing about technique how to fight the war, butWe are looking at the very foundation before we actually engage in the war. That is, first of all, is love of God.
我不是要来讲这个战争打仗的技巧，而是要讲到这个战争的根基是什么。首先是对神的爱。
So let's turn to that some places that Paul tells us.
让我们来看几处保罗写的。
Now, first place is the 2 Corinthians,
第一处哥林多后书
chapter 5, verse 14.
五章十四节
So, for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
五章十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And verse 15, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
十五节，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
He says, love of Christ compels us, controls us.
对神的爱，讲到对神的爱，控制了我们，激励了我们。
And then he says, having concluded this, that means that he went through this thought process. He thinks about it, tall and deep.
然后他就思想怎样的这个爱如何的长深。
熟思细虑 Chinese idioms. I'm not quite sure if that's the correct one.
深思熟虑。
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. My Chinese says it went downhill. So after this thought process, he made a conclusion.
经过深思熟虑以后，他得了一个结论。
Basically, he said, when our life is actually touched by the love of God, then we will love him back to live not for ourselves, but for Christ.
基本上就是说到我们被神的爱所摸着，然后我们就被来可以爱他，可以为他活，不再为自己活。
And let's turn to another place in the Paul's letter, I think it's the 1 Corinthians chapter 16, at the very end of chapter 16.
来看哥林多前书16章末后末了的地方。
He put in this phrase very, very astonishing to a lot of us. He said this, at the very end, when he gave out the greetings, he said, if anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be cursed.
哥林多前书十六章最后问安的时候，他讲了一个非常让人震撼的一句话，说若有人不爱主，这人可咒可诅。
And he followed by Maranatha.
他接下来就是说主必要来。
So many Christians take this as speaking to the non-believers.
很多基督徒就用这句话来对不信的人问安说话。
Actually, this is a talk to children of God.
其实这是对神的儿女所说的话。
Because the whole letter is actually...is addressed to the children of God.
因为整个的哥林多前书都是对神的儿女讲的话。
Otherwise, this doesn't make sense.
要不然这个就没有什么。
If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed.
要不然就没有意义了。这就是指神的儿女，若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。
And more than that.
主必要来。
We know that Paul in 1 Corinthians, he mentioned love. In chapter 13, he described the definition of love. It touches a lot of people. It makes maybe one of the most known, the well-known chapter in the whole Bible.
哥林多前书13章都讲的爱，这个摸着了很多人的心，可能是圣经里面让人最印象最深的。
Now, this chapter was turned into a song in many languages.
对，有关爱的这个诗歌，就是被谱成歌曲，在用各种的语言都在唱。
But it says that in the end, it says if anyone who does not love the Lord, he should be cursed, Maranatha.
最后十六章的末了就讲到。若有人不爱主，这人可咒可诅必要来。
When Lord Jesus comes, he'll bring his kingdom, and those Christians will be judged and spend 1,000 years in darkness, gnashing their teeth.
对这些不爱主的人来说，当主再来的时候呢，他们就要在千年的国度的时候，在黑暗中哀哭切齿一千年。
The very vivid image is when Peter denied the Lord the third time.
一个非常形象的一个图像就是彼得三次不认主。
Peter was saved.
彼得是得救的。
But at the third time that he denied the Lord, and then I think a rooster crowed and he realized that what Lord Jesus said to him.
当他第三次不认主的时候，那个公鸡就叫了，所以他突然就意识到主曾经对他所说的话。
Luke tells us that Lord Jesus turned and looked at him.
路加福音讲到，主耶稣就转眼看了他一眼。
And he broke up. He wept. He went outside in darkness and wept.
他就有点崩溃了，他就出去哀哭了，在外面。
Remember that three times he was recognized by others because he wanted to go to that where the light was, with the fire.
因为他三次他都到那个接近火炉那个起火生火的那些地方那个地方。
Because there was a light and the warmth.
因为那地方有光也温暖。
But when he realized what he did,He went outside in the darkness and wept.
当他意识到主曾经对他说的话的时候，他就出去了，在黑暗中就哭泣。
This will be the fate for many Christians, including me, myself. I'm not including myself. That if we don't love the Lord, that will what happened to us. We spend 1,000 years in the darkness, regretting.
就对我和我们这些信主的人来说，如果我们不爱主的话，结局就是这样。我们会在黑暗中，在千年黑暗中哀哭切齿一千年。
And so our love to the Lord is very, very important.
我们对主的爱是非常重要的。
So in order for us to love the Lord, we need to really come before the Lord to be touched.Once again, with the love of Christ.
为了爱主的话，我们必须要来到主面前，被他的爱触摸感动。
That's why breaking bread is very important.
这就是为什么擘饼聚会非常重要。
It's very important to Lord Jesus himself, but also very important to us.
对主耶稣他自己很重要，对我们自己，对我们也很重要。
Lord Jesus wants to be touched with our love to him and We need to be touched by His great love.
主耶稣渴慕被我们的爱所感动，我们也渴慕被他的爱所感动。
So, our love toward the Lord.
我们对主的爱
will motivate us to fight this battle for Christ.
会激励我们为基督来打这场属灵的征战。
And for His church.
为他。他的教会为他的教会、
Now, second thing that you help us is that count God's blessing.
第二点讲就是重要的就是我们要数算神的恩典。
Now, I notice that most of us, we are very, very forgetful.
我们大多数人都是很健忘的。
In general, we're forgetful about whatGood things other people have done for us.
我们常常忘记别人对我们的好处。
If we don't believe that, if someone who have done 100 things to us, good.
举个例子，如果有一个人对我们做了100次好事。
But one time, they offended us.
但是仅仅一次他冒犯了我们。
She or she,Did us wrong.
他就是对我们来说，他就是个做错的事。
We forget all the goodness, all the good things he or she done for us, and just remember this one thing that where they wrong us.
我们会忘记他给我们做的99件好事，就记住那件一件坏事啊。
So we are very forgetful in nature.
我们本天性上是非常健忘的。
And we forget about the blessings we receive from God.
我们忘记了神给我们的祝福。
So that hymn 715, that's very important hymn for us.
所以诗歌715首是对我们来说很重要的。
If you feel down in the spiritual life,
如果在属灵的生活中你觉得下沉的话
If you feel that you're weak in your spiritual walk with the Lord,
如果你觉得你在跟主属灵的同行中感觉到软弱的话，
one of the most important things for us is that to count God's blessings.
非常重要一件事情我们要做的就是数算神的恩典。
To be grateful again.
再次感恩。
In God's grace, He blesses us with many blessings.
在他的恩典中，他会用诸般的恩典赐给我们。
And we need always have this grateful heart.
我们必须要一直有这个感恩的心。
So everything actually starts from heart.
所有的事都从我们的心开始。
This one phrase is very, very helpful for me. Is the in the Proverbs.
有一句箴言里面的话。箴言。
Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言四章。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
It says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life."
箴言四章二十三，你要保守你的，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
From it flow the issues of life.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
In the end of your life, that what you love is what your heart loved.
那你我们要结束这个生命的时候，我们唯一留下的就是爱。
And the grateful heart.
你的感恩的心。
So it happened to me as well. When we're in the trial,we don't appreciate what God has done for us. We just remember, God, you didn't listen to my prayer. Now I'm in here. I'm in this condition because you didn't give me what I asked you for.
对我来说就是一个例子。我常常就是抱怨说，主啊，你怎么做了这件事情，让我处在这样的不堪的光景中。
So this came 7:15, that the stanzas there is very, very important, and I like that hymn a lot.
所以这个715首属主恩惠这首诗歌就是很重要。
It says we need to go through the thought process and to name them one by one, to remember them, to call to mind.
我们需要来一个一个的来数算这个恩典，来思想。
And you have to name them, give a name for each one.
你要给他每一个都起个名字。
I like that.
我喜欢这样。
Because that tells us that we spend our mind try to look for it, try to record it. And that exercise is very critical for us.
因为如果要给他都起个名字来数算的话，我们就要花时间来思想，来回味。
Name them one by one.And there's actual science behind it now.
现在那个背后那个科学的研究也支持这一点。
A lot of people now study our brain.
现在很多人在研究大脑。
For the past two decades, scientists started to study our brain a lot.
在过去的二十年，科学家们在研究非多的研究了大脑。
And they notice that if we count our blessings, three blessings every day, jot it down, and it can change our neural system in our mind in 21 days. I don't know if that's how true 21 days are, but it will change us.
如果你要一天数算三个恩典的话，在21天之后，你的神经系统就会发生改变。
For Christians, we need to have this grateful heart.
对我们基督徒来说，我们需要有这个感恩的心。
Because I think it is for Christian to be grateful should be easy.
对我们基督徒来说，这个感恩是应该是很容易的。
And then we know that the fourth point I like to mention here in the personal, to prepare us for personal warfare, would be the brotherly love.
第四点让我们我提的我要讲到的就是我们如何来预备属灵的征战，就是需要弟兄相爱。
You know that brotherly love, to me, I shared before, in the Revelation, the first church, God told them that they lost first love.
我在启示录，我就提到了有一个教会，他们失去了起初的爱。
Ephesus, church at the Ephesus.
以弗所教会、
yep.
失去了起初的爱。
Almost perfect. So I call this church almost perfect.
我说这个教会基本上是近乎完美的一个教会。
But Lord says, there's one thing. For that one thing I rebuke you, that is you lost the first love.
但是主说有一件事情我要责备你，因为你将起初的爱失去了。
Now if you study John's writings, epistles.
如果要来我们来研读约翰书信的话。
John equates the love of Christ, our love to Christ, to our love for brethren.
约翰就把我们对主的爱和对弟兄的爱是相平等的。对。
It is two sides of the same coin.
就是一个硬币的正反两面。
If you read the letter to the Ephesians, Ephesus, carefully in the context,You'll know the first love, John referred to the brotherly love, that which they lost.
如果你要是读以弗所书的话，仔细读，你知道约翰提到的就是他们失去的对主的那个起初的爱。
So this is a, we can see that on a personal level, that we have this foundation, that foundation has to be our love to the Lord.
所以在个人方面我们讲到它的根基就是要是我们对主的爱。
That makes us a martyr.
这让我们成为一个寻道者。
Prepare to be the martyr.
预备我们成为寻道者。
Because during the warfare, there will be casualties.
因为在征战过程中会有
会有死亡 And then the Bible tells us in the Revelation, in the end time, it's very clear the Bible tells us that those who can overcome, let's turn to that, that's Revelation chapter 11 to 12, I'm sorry.
让我们来看一下启示录，可能是十一、十二章。
This is I think 12.
十二章。
Yes, in the verse 11.
十一节。
It talk about at the end, in the end time, those who overcome the enemies. So if Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him. Him is the devil.They mean the brothers. They overcame him because of the blood of the lamb, because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life, even when faced death. I like older translation, even unto death.
启示录十二章十一节说弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们谁至于死也不爱惜生命。我很喜欢就是以至于死。
So, that's because this is a love in their heart for God.
这是因为他们心中有对神的爱。这里的弟兄胜过他那个他是指撒旦。
They know that God unconditionally loved them.
他们知道神无条件的爱他们。
And God sent His only Son to die for us.
神将他的独生子赐给我们，为我们死。
And in return, they want to love God with all they have, including their own life.
像一个回报就是希望我们为主死，甚为主活，甚至死，为他死。
So the last time we shared that witness, the word witness, actually the same word in Greek as martyr.
那个见证，在希腊文中，它的另外一个意思就是殉道者的意思。
We know that all children of God, we are actually witnesses for the Lord.
我们所有神的儿女都是神的见证或殉道者。
Meaning that we are all martyrs for the Lord. If a occasion warrants.
所以说如果事件发生的时候我们都是神为神的行道者。
And last time we also share the fear of pandemic, fear of contracting COVID, fear of death should not be greater than the fear of the Lord.
所以我们对这个疫情对死亡的恐惧不应该大过我们对耶和华的敬畏。
Of course, we need to have all this protection measuring in place, but nothing is 100%. You and I all know.
当然我们要那些防护措施我们也要做的，但是我们都知道这都不是说百分之百的就。
Even you stay home, you can choke to death.
甚至你在家里的时候你可以窒息而死。
Yes.
Yes.
And recently, do you notice one thing? There are small airplanes keep dropping from the sky and hitting all the places.
现在目前好像有很多的那个飞机就是从天上掉下来就击中了很多地方。
Maybe you stay at home. I mean, I'm talk about you. Maybe I stay home, I choose to stay home and then the small plane hit my house.
举个例子啊，如果我一个人在家里的话，突然一个小飞机撞到我家房子上了。
Nothing is 100% in this world.
这世上没有说百分之百安全的地方。
So, this is the warfare we need to be mindful of.
这个，所以我们要意识到这个属灵的征战。
And we need to discipline ourselves.
我们必须要来管教我们自己。
So let's just, we have this maybe 10 minutes left, so I'll just mention the one thing about this discipline. We need to discipline ourselves, equip ourselves to, for the warfare, so we have to discipline ourselves, right? So let's turn to that one place that is the First Corinthians chapter 9. Let's turn to that.
我们要来
First Corinthians chapter 9.
我们翻开哥林多前书第九章。
So it's at 26. Verse 26. First Corinthians chapter 9, 26.
哥林多前书九章二十六节。
So in terms of self-discipline, so we see that therefore I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way.As not beating the air.
所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
So he used metaphor of running the race and the boxing. You know the boxing, right? Boxing is sports. And he says, and then 27, and I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I havepreach to others, I myself will not be disqualified.
所以他讲到奔跑赛跑也讲到那个拳击所以二十七节就讲到我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了。
So this body is as a physical body.
我们这个身体是一个物质的身体。
Now discipline in original words,It means strike under the eye to cause the bruises.
攻克就是原来的意思就是说
like a boxing, right? People hit around under your eyes, cause the bruises.
就像拳击一样打到人的眼睛上，眼睛就乌了。
But here, Paul thinks it not inflict the cause of bruise on others' eyes, it is on himself. He beat himself up, cause the bruises under his eyes.
那这个不是说打别人，是指打他自己，攻克己身，让他打他自己的眼睛，让他眼睛污血。
On the Sunday morning, so if you cannot get up for Sunday services, if you hit yourself under the eye, cause bruises, you think that pain will not get you up?
如果今天早上你起不来服侍主，你就打自己的眼睛，让他眼睛有污血的，你认为你还起不来吗？
Friday night, you said, oh, you know what, I want to stay home. Then you hit yourself under your eyes and cause bruises. I think you will be in the church.
如果星期五晚上你不想，你觉得来不了教会，你就打一下自己的眼睛，眼睛污血了，你看，看看你还能不能来。
Tuesday night, but the prayer meeting, if you think you don't want to come and you hit yourself underneath your eyes and cause bruises, I think that pain will drive you to the prayer meeting.
如果星期二的祷告聚会你参加不了，可以打一下自己的眼睛，让它污血，你看，这个疼痛就让你可以去。
So this is how Paul regarded his body.He wanted to discipline his body to make it my slave.
这就是保罗如何的对待他的肉体身体，就是他说攻克己身，叫身服我。
I know that we often use this phrase, right? The spirit is willing, but flesh is weak.
我们常常讲到就是说我心你固然愿意，但肉体却软弱。
So this is how you deal with your flesh.
这是你教导我们如何来对待我们的肉体。
I used to have four alarm clocks. Each is a distant.
我曾经有四个闹钟，每个就隔一点距离。
So I can force myself to get up, because getting up for all of us is difficult.
因为我希望被闹钟叫醒，确实起床对我们每个人都很难的。
I only know the one brother born with the gene to get up early.
我只知道有一个弟兄，好像他就有这个基因似的，可以早起。
When alarm clock rings, that you get up.
哪呀？
But I cannot.
但是我不行。
So we need to use all the methods to discipline us all.
所以我们要不同的各样的手段方法来管教我们自己。
Every day you read the word of God, you bring yourself to the presence of the Lord to have a devotion.
每天你要读圣经，在保持在神的同在中。
And you also want to assemble with other brothers and sisters.
你也愿意想要和别的弟兄姐妹聚会。
And Bible has very clear command not to forsake assembly with other brothers and sisters.
圣经里面有很非常明确的教导，就不要停止聚会。
Without such discipline on ourselves, we cannot fight a war.
如果我们没有这样自己的管教，我们不可能来打这个属灵的征战。
Enemy comes, so we just surrender.
仇敌一来的时候，我们就投降了。
So I just went through the half of what I prepared, but Lord willing, we'll share the second half for this spiritual warfare, because that's very, very important.
我只讲到我准备的一半，因为这个属灵的征战这个话题非常重要。如果主允许的话，我们再来讲一次。
So first of all.You and I have to realize that we are born in the war zone.
第一点需要记得的是我们是出生在一个战争的年代。
And it is God's will for us to learn how to fight this spiritual warfare.
是神的旨意让我们要学习如何来打这场属灵的征战。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, we truly thank you for your holy words.
哇，我们实在感谢你为着你的圣言。
That Holy Spirit will take what has come from you and anoint it in our hearts.
愿圣灵将你的话语来膏抹我们的心。
So all what we learn is not from humans, but from your throne, from the Holy Spirit.
让我们的这个教导不是从人来的，乃是从你的宝座。
Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, that you know that our infirmities.
主啊，我们感谢你的怜悯和恩典，你知道我们的软弱。
We just pray that every day that you help us to discipline ourselves.
我们就要向你求，让我们每天，让我们都知道如何来管教我们自己。
So that we can become overcomers for the Lord Jesus.
从而我们可以成为主的得胜者。
In Christ Jesus, His holy precious name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣宝贵圣洁的名求。
Amen.
Amen.